It's on page 32 over here, and we have a topic that we're going to discuss today that a lot of people do not understand, and it's something that we could get down very quickly and very understandably to understand the halacha of which garments are chayiv in tzitzis and which garments you're not going to be yotze in the midst of tzitzis if you're wearing tzitzis on such a garment, meaning they're patur from tzitzis altogether. So we start with the pasuk in the Torah, Dvarim, the Perek Kavbeis, tells us, Lo yilbash shatnis, we just had this. Right, we have the Isser of Kilayim, you're not allowed to wear Shatnas, Semru, Pishnim, wool and linen together. And then right away afterwards it says, Gedilim Ta'asilacha, Al-Dal Knafecha. After it says that you're supposed to put tzitzis on your four-cornered garment. Okay, so the Gemara Menachos Lamatesam and Aleph has a machlokos between Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman understands the very important significance of the fact that these two psukim are near each other, and that is the only thing that is considered a garment midaraisa is wool and linen. That means, according to Rav Nachman, only a wool beged is going to be chayiv in tzitzis. Or linen beged. For any other garment that you're going to make, a cotton beged, or for sure synthetic materials, is not going to be chayiv, at least on a daraisa level, in tzitzis at all. Okay? Rava disagrees over there in Menach. Rava holds that no, any min tzitzis, we'll soon say that means any min that is a natural garment that includes cotton, which is grown from the ground, okay, anything besides for, let's say, for now, synthetic materials, rubble, the fashions that hold, it's going to be chayim with the rice. So that's the machlokes in Rav Nachman, and Rav doesn't say clearly over here in terms of modern day machlokes, wool versus cotton, tzitzis, according to Rav Nachman, it's going to be chayim only by wool and linen with the rice. So cotton is not going to be the rice, only going to be chayim with the rabbanon and tzitzis, as opposed to rubble, he's going to hope cotton is just like wool and linen, it'll be chayim with the rice in tzitzis. The Riff and the Rambam over there want to say, the Svadish Rishonim hold, okay, the Chochmei Sfaran hold, Paskin like Rav Nachman over here that only wool and linen, as opposed to Chochmei Ashman, Tosos in the Rush, they Paskin like Rava that even cotton is going to be Chayiv Midoraisa. That's the Machlokas over here now. We can understand the Machaber and Ramah over here, the Shittosim between the Chochmei Ashkenaz and the Chochmei Sfaran. Ein chayim b'tzitzis mina Torah says the mechaber ele beged pishtim oshot samar rechelim aval beged sha'ar minim ein chayim b'tzitzis el midorabonon. You're only going to be chayim, you're only going to be chayim the mitzvah the rice of tzitzis if you wear either linen or wool. Okay, of our begadim of other types of minim, they're not going to be chayim in the rice, they're only going to be chayim in the rabonon. Therefore, Ashtarim definitely should be machmer to wear wool. Tzitzis will literally tomorrow, why we don't really wear linen tzitzis nowadays, but wool tzitzis is the way to go for Saga. That's the shita of the Mechaber. The Ramah disagrees as he paskins like Chachmei Ashkenaz. The Yishamim the kulu chayovim midaraisa. They know that all these materials are chayim midaraisa. V'hachi hilchasa. That is the halach lamaisa for Rav Ashkenazim, and therefore the Zikr, the Din Ashkenazim have the right to go ahead and wear cotton tzitzis, because they are, according to the Ramah, chayim midaraisa, just like wool. That means, according to the Ramah, there's no difference between wearing wool tzitzis or cotton tzitzis. They are going to be equally chayim midaraisa. They're going to be equally mechayim the mitzvah midaraisa. However, does come the Ramah, I said, I've got the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Tziv Katan Hay, he says, Ahachi Hilchasa, he says, V'yereisha Mayim, Yachmir al Atzim al Achosh, Ladea Rishona, V'yasin Talat Shal Tzemer, says the Mishnah Berurah that a Yereisha Mayim should be Machmer for Shitas and Mechaber, and wear woolen tzitzis. Okay, therefore you get even amongst Ashkenaz that many will wear woolen tzitzis because of this Mishnah Berurah, because he says Yerushalayim Shimacher, the Mishnah Berurah did not make this up. He is quoting the Achron, the Eli Rabba, the Arsus Sechayim over here. For quoting because over here, you have Machot Zachar Ramah, it's not so difficult to wear wheel tzitzis, but this might as well. Yerushalayim Shimacher, is it wrong to go ahead and wear cotton? You have the right to wear cotton. He's not saying it's us to wear cotton. Yerushalayim wants to wear good wool. He should go ahead and wear Kadeshi's Chayim Betzitzim Mina Torah, Lekuli Alma. In order that he's Chayim Betzitzim Mina Torah, according to everyone, we kind of mix the Koroi, so that's the best way to make kind of it according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you look downstairs in Mirmorin Rabbeinu of Nemetzal, he brings down that not everyone seemingly was Acher, even amongst the Yirei Shemayim. He brings down from the Maisa Rav Muva and Dir Matli Yachler, Shatanus Katan Shalovas Agra, Lohai Tai Shal Summer, the Maisa Rav brings down that the Graz Tiles, cotton, the scissors they used to wear was not shell wool, it was not woolen, it was only cotton. Okay, and therefore, want to bring a riot. Look at the Gra wore cotton scissors, there was no greater Yerushimayim than the Gra. So So, you know, obviously you don't have to be Mitzvah Makor. However, Rav Nemetzal goes on, and he brings down B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ulamad Mar Zalma She'eino Raya. It is not Raya. I'm not going to flip to the back, but I'll tell you what he says. You can look in the back later on. He says this is not a Raya from the Gra, because the Gra used to wear a talis gadol of wool all day long. Okay? He used to wear a talis gadol all day long. Therefore, to bring a Raya that he wore a talis katan of wool. Why he chose a talis katan of katan, maybe it's for comfort reasons. If he's wearing a talis gadol, he's a kain in the midst of daraisa vaday already. Or some say that no, he wanted it because it did. He wanted a kain to daraisa, and even the rabbanon of katan according to those. Therefore, the kain of daraisa and the rabbanon. However, whatever it is, it's not a raya that the gra wore katan. Okay, so therefore, however, there are David Mary Shalim. By the way, Marina Rabbeinu Rebbe saw also wears katan. Someone once asked him why he wore katan when the Rebbe was alive. Oh, Shalmi used to say that she preferred that he wear cotton because he got, sweaty and stuff like that. Okay, he wore cotton, but more than that, if you know Moreno Rabbeinu, he also wears a talis gadol much of the day. In the yeshiva, you don't see him wear it because he doesn't bring it to yeshiva. When he's in his house, much of the day he wears wool and talis, or when he's in his house, even when he goes on Isaac Brachos and Ashiyatzars, for sure when he's out of Mincha, and any feels, he always wears a talis gadol, and he's sitting there learning in his house also. Many times he is wearing a talis, so I don't know if it's a great raya. Also from them. So, well, there are tzaddikim who wear katan. You have the right to, once again, to go and wear katan. Say someone is doing something wrong. He's not doing something wrong. He wants to make kaim a chumro. Yerei shemayim, then he would be. There is actually an opinion who holds they're actually doing something wrong. The Chazon Ish held that if you wear woolen tzitzis in the summertime, you are not yotze yidei chavasa. What's the so? What is that? Not yotze yidei chavasa. Chazon Ish says that you have to be wearing garments. The whole point of these them, you just wear it as a mitzvah, as a thing, a mitzvah, but it's supposed to be a garment. Okay? So says the Chazon Ish, if you're wearing this extra woolen garment when it's 90 degrees outside, you don't want to be wearing it in the first place. It's like it's not, you want it off. So therefore, that's not considered a garment. You're like a vassal in the mitzvah of tzitzis if you wear woolen tzitzis during the summer. However, not everyone agrees with the Chazon Ish. Shlomo Zalman is there. You look in the Hilchos Shlomo over here in Hilchos Tzitzis. He disagrees with the Chazon Ish. At the end of the day, you want to wear it mishim, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And in order to make the mitzvah of tzitzis, you need a garment. Therefore, you're wearing this garment. Also, in the summer, the Shlomo Zalman held that you would be yotzei yedei chovas mitzvah tzitzis, even if you were wearing woolen tzitzis. So that is the machlokas over here to understand. Hopefully, you have clarity now. Wool versus cotton tzitzis, that's what's going on over here. Sfarim seems clear that they should wear woolen tzitzis. Okay, Ashkenazim have the right to wear cotton tzitzis, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you want to be kind of Mishnah Berurah, you're a Shemayim, you should go ahead and buy a pair of woolen tzitzis, but you're not required to whatsoever. You do not have to. You're allowed to go ahead and 100% wear cotton tzitzis like many big Rabbanim go ahead and do. Now that's by cotton wool. Now we move on now to synthetic materials, though. Synthetic materials is one shlav down. And that is what Ramallah is talking about, that any type of garment is going to be chayv midaraisa. He's talking about things that grow from the ground. That's where they get the animals and things that grow from the ground. But man-made materials, that is a big deal in the poskim, whether that is considered a garment at all on a daraisa level. And many, many poskim hold that any type of synthetic materials halachically is not considered a garment, and therefore you'd be allowed to wear any synthetic material you'd be allowed to wear without even a four-corner garment. You're allowed to wear it without scissors. You have a plastic poncho. Plastic is synthetic material. Even if it was four corners, you would not be required to wear scissors at all. That would be the opinion of many posts, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, I believe, including Rav Avadi Yosef. Many, many of the big posts, many, not just the other name, a couple of them, many postkim hold like this. If you look in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzal, over here in Dima Masel Shai, the first Dima Masel over here, if you go to the end, it says, the Igros Moshe Poter Bekol Ofen. He would poster any type of synthetic material, which does then include a corner of Moshe Feinstein, anything made out of plastic, anything made out of mesh, and anything also what you guys call, dry fit, thank you. The dry fit, all that dry fit stuff is all made out of synthetic materials, and it would not be chayiv in tzitzis, oh, the Poter Legamre mean had tzitzis. Okay, that's the thing. Back in the day, I don't know if they still make them. I don't know. Tamir Goodman, if everyone knows that name, he came up with the idea of a certain pair of tzitzis that he would have. It was a dry fit garment, but underneath it had some other material that was not, on top of the dry fit material, it had another four cornered non dry fit material that it would be chayv and tzitzis. You have the dry fit on your body, and then the tzitzis over it. Okay, that was in order to get into the shita over here. Rosh Shlomo Zalman had a little different shita. He says over here, look inside, Moreno Rabbeinu at the beginning. His Admar Zal Omer, Shabbagadim Hasin Tetim Shibiyameinu, can you imagine what that word means? Inasa Maisa Ariga. If it's made Maisa Ariga, Chayav Mitzitzis. The Maisa Yitzika Pturim. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman has the following chiluk. If it is Maisa Ariga, meaning it is a woven beged, it is taking strands of this material and it's woven into a beged, then you're going to be Chayiv in Sittis. If it's Maisa Yitzika, Maisa Yitzika is taking a big glob of the material and taking a machine and making it into a beged without weaving any materials, then you'd say it is going to be Potter Mina Sittis. And therefore, according to Shlomo Zalman, a poncho is Maisa Yitzika. There's no woven material in a poncho. It would be Potter Mina Sittis. Even according to Shlomo Zalman, for sure, according to Moshe and many poskim. However, it's Maisa Yitzika. If it's Maisa Yitzika, and this is where they got to, you used to not understand the Metzias as well, but the Metzias seems to be that it's not Maisa Yitzika, it's all Maisa Riga, and therefore, according to Shlomo Zalman, Lechora, even a mesh beged, is going to be Chayiv in Tzitzis, similar to a cotton beged. Same thing by the dry fit, is all woven material. If you look very, very carefully, you'll see woven strings, strands of it that are woven together. Even the synthetic material is going to be allowed to do this. Okay, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin does not seem so excited about when we discussed the mesh with him and things like that. Okay, and for sure you should know, and this is why I generally tell guys, do not go with the mesh, not go with the driver generally, even though the Mesorah over here is the father of Shlomo Zalman, but over here you should know, according to 90% of the postgame, you are not Yotzei Tzitzis. Okay, you're not going to be Yotzei Tzitzis if you're wearing, so get a little bit more comfort in order to get a, you have these cotton tzitzis nowadays, even the more comfortable cotton tzitzis nowadays, they're not so bad, you're going to be chayiv, you're going to be Yotzei, for sure, according to the Ashkenazi post in the Kulei, I'm going to buy a pair of mesh tzitzis, doesn't seem to be the right thing, if someone's so sensitive, he wants to rely on Shlomo Zalman, he has great shoulders to rely on, however, you're dealing over here with the mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, it does not seem to be the correct thing to go ahead. And really, when you have 90% of the votes, including some of the Gedoli Hadoras that would hold, that would not be Chayiv and Tzitzis, you would not be Yotzei, Yedei, Chovasto at all. There is one Shita that holds all synthetic garments are going to be Chayiv and Tzitzis. That's a Shita that you've never heard of. It's called the Shita Az Nidbaru, okay, is the Rav Silver from the Beibrak and Chelek Zayin Simon Nambay through the Ndal. He is Mekel Lagamri. However, Muru Ruba, the Ruba, the postgim hold, you are not going to be Yotzei Tzitzis in this manner. That's what I have to say. Adkan for today.